Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very not quite finishing the fight edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, joining you wirelessly in my head. I got nothing. I'm joined by...
I'm still connected, by the way. I mean, okay. I'm not part of the future yet. My wired headphones, my wired mic, my wired computer... Everything's wired around here.
So I guess I should just say my headphones are wireless. I'm actually surprised it's working. That's to the point that I'm at. It's kind of nice. I got nothing connected to my face. It's great. I'm joined by Basher.
What's the deal, good sirs?
And we're here to talk about Halo 2 Anniversary Edition. That's the game that we played in the effort to play all of the Halo campaigns and say if they're still worth your time in the lead-up to Halo Infinite, which releases this holiday season. But before that, let's talk about rating us on iTunes or any of your favorite podcast services. We are up to 9 ratings, ladies and gentlemen, and I promise you, every single one of them help us. They really do. Helps with popularity, helps with growth. So if you're listening to this and you have not rated us, what are you waiting for? Don't you want to be part of that group? Don't you want to be special? Maybe? No? Anybody? Bueller?
Wait. I lost connection. We're good.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That was so weird.
You were saying something about a game or two. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, crap.
Not even close. All right. Let's get this back on track here. Before we talk about this, we got to talk a little bit about the schedule. We've decided that we are going to be skipping... I should say skipping. We're going to be doing Grounded at a later time simply due to time, as well as that game really only has about an hour of content out on it. So while it would be, quote, an easy episode, that would be a game we have to come back to anyway. So, and Microsoft's par for the course at this point are releasing two games back-to-back, which would be Battletoads and Flight Simulator. So we're going to be playing those games in our effort to play every new game on the service day one or as close to day one as possible. And those games are coming out 3 days apart. So,
are you excited for Battletoads?
I am excited to see Battletoads. I am excited to to see how it turned out, considering they have not done a lot of. Yeah, like I am not a Battletoads guy. Like I am a huge beat 'em up guy, but I think it's fair to say that Battletoads is a very difficult beat-em-up, and I don't know if I'd ever call it fun. So I'm interested to see how they have sort of tried to merge that... what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I'm hoping that game is going to be ridiculously hard for the sake of being hard, just because it's a Battletoads game. So I'm interested to see how that game turned out. But we'll see. We'll see. Flight Simulator, on the other hand, I am super excited for.
So. I don't know why you are. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but...
Because right. I will say, not to get too deep into this before we talk about Halo 2.
Let's get real deep right now. Let's... It's just me and you in here.
After like we've had all these releases of, you know, we had The Last of Us, we had Ghost of Tsushima, we had Paper Mario, like all these non-Xbox releases. And after Last of Us and Ghost of Tsushima, I'm just like, God, like, why has everything got to be so freaking serious? Like,
you're not wrong, man.
Like, and but you're not wrong. Games, you know, were just, they don't all need to be 20 to 40 hour games. Sometimes I just want to play a game and turn off my brain and listen to a podcast. And that's why I'm excited about Flight Simulator, because that's exactly what that game's going to do for me. I'm just going to mess around. I'm going to oogle at the graphics and listen to some podcasts and have a good time. So that's just kind of where my brain is at right now with video games. And I don't want to, like, dedicate 60 hours to a game right now. So
that's a fantastic point, actually. And I completely agree with it. You just got me hyped for Flight Simulator.
Yep, and that game looks fantastic, like, visually. Like, it's been a long time since we've had just, like, a game that is, like, strictly, like, look at the graphics. look at the Killzone 2 bull shots. Like, so we'll see. It's going to be interesting, but we're approaching next gen, so we got some housekeeping to do, which means that we got to talk about Halo 2 Anniversary. But let's go over the details of this game before we get into it. It's developed by Bungie, as well as 343. The obviously the Anniversary Edition is the quote remake, as similar to the original Halo Anniversary, and is regularly priced at $9.99. It's available on PC, on the Xbox Store, as well as Steam and Xbox One. There is no crossplay, but 343 just announced that they are going to be introducing crossplay for the campaign and all the multiplayer sometime in 2020. Their Xbox One X support features 4K at 60 frames per second and high dynamic range. I lied. I'm sorry. It is not 4K. It is 1440p on Xbox One X versus, I believe, 900p on Xbox One. So 60 FPS. But as with the original Halo Anniversary, there is at any time you can toggle between the original version and the Anniversary Edition, but just tapping that back button. So I'm assuming that has one reason why it's not running at a full 4K. So still looks pretty good, though, but we'll talk about frame rates and stuff like that as we get into it. So the Halo 2 campaign, what did we think about it?
All right. So I remember, I think I said this before about Halo, but I remember Halo 2 being my favorite of the series. And that's coming from someone who doesn't like Halo, to be honest with you. And that's not to say Halo's ever been bad to me. It's just kind of like, it's always been, the core gameplay of Halo's always been fun. But that's all I really cared about, was the core gameplay. I didn't really care about anything else around it. I didn't care much about Master Chief, the Arbiter, the Space Marines, or the Brute, or anyone else. I just like shooting things in Halo. So going into Halo 2, I really thought, like, I was actually just more curious if I'm going to keep Halo 2 as the best of the Halos for me. And to be honest with you, it suffers a lot of the issues I think Halo has just in general, and to the point where it may no longer be my favorite Halo.
Yeah, my Halo 2 exposure, whatever you want to call it, is, it is by far the campaign I've played the least, behind maybe 5, just in terms of, like, I kind of look at that classic, I shouldn't say classic, but that first trilogy of 1, 2, and 3 is sort of the games that I have played the most in terms of Halo. So when it comes to the campaigns of 1, 2, and 3, I have played the first one a bunch of times, and I've played the third one a bunch of times. But the second one, when it came to it, it was always sort of the multiplayer Halo for me. It was not the one where the campaign grabbed me the way the one, the first and third one did. So I have beaten this game probably 3 or 4 times, twice on Legendary, twice on Heroic now with you. And so it was never my favorite, and I don't think playing through it now, I don't think my opinion has changed on it, but I've always been sort of I don't want to say hater, but I never agreed that the second one was the best one, and I think it's probably for the same reasons that we experienced playing it now. And yeah, so I guess
those reasons for that, me. And again, I don't. Man, this is it's weird because, again, this is a podcast for the Microsoft platform, and it's like a service rather, and it's like I should like more of their games more. Halo is it so far the Halo games that we've played, they're not standing the test of time for me. A lot of the issues I have, well, one of the main issues I have is kind of overall level design. I didn't realize how unintuitive it is to get around the map and know where you're going. And a large part of that is the fact that a lot of the checkpoints are kind of gate locked behind killing certain enemies or a certain number of enemies. And the fact that everything looks the same. Like, I did not remember that happening so much.
What I will say is, I think comparing it between 1 and 2, let me start over. So what I think that I think is more evident now than ever, and maybe it's just because of time, maybe it's because of, you know, just seeing this industry unfold and looking at it in a closer way, is that Halo 1 and 2 were both finished extremely rushed. They were the first game wasn't even a first FPS at one point. It was an RTS. It was switched from a Mac exclusive to an Xbox exclusive. Like, you know, if you look at the history of that game, you know, it was basically finished in 9 months. And that's how a lot of video games are nowadays. You know, they sort of spend two to three years prototyping and figuring out what they want it to be, and then that. It's that last 9 months where games just really come together. They, you know, they have core ideas and they sort of, you know, experiment and implement on them and go from there. And you can really feel that with the first game. That first game had so many repeated just assets and levels. It was shocking. It was shocking to go back to it today and having it be something that really stuck out to me now where it didn't before. And the second game is also has a history of a very, very troubled development of switching engines, of new engine implementations, of lighting that got changed. And it was another game that just seemed like it was coming in hot. And they delayed that game and they got it done. But with the second game, I think that you can really see like those last two to three levels, they're all kind of the same level.
Oh my God.
And it
feels like a stretching at points. It's just like it feels like you're taking, like if people that use Photoshop, it's like taking a picture and just stretching it. And it's like, it's super pixelated. It's all the quality is going to crap. It's like, and it's so noticeable, like on the second time around.
But what I will say is that up until that point, I was having a lot of fun with Halo 2. Like, there's a lot of really good content in that game campaign-wise that, well, I think it suffers in the same way that Halo 4 does, which we'll get to, but not to the same degree of just that it becomes a little too linear at points, but there's also a lot of really good stuff in there that is not linear, or at least it doesn't feel linear. You know, there's a lot of Warthog and Ghost segments, and there's a lot of different vistas, and up until that last like 20%, it felt like a much better game. And I think I have to give it credit for that, and that I have to say that I think I prefer this game over the original Halo now, which is very shocking for me. And it's just because that original Halo, it's kind of the opposite. Like the first three levels, I'm like, yeah, I'm in this. But then I sort of just start tapering off. Whereas Halo 2, it's, you know, the last three levels, I'm like, yeah, like, up until this point, I was having a really good time, and now I'm starting to see like literally the same level with hallways repeated and et cetera. And so I liked it more than Halo 1 going back to it, which was sort of a big deal for me, which like I just said. But I'm trying to like we need to talk about the story, right? But at the same time,
I hate the story at the same so time, much.
Do we care?
No,
do we care about the story?
That's unfair for you to say. You're the Microsoft guy. Let me say it. Does Halo have a story at all? And is it good? No, and no.
I take offense to some of that statement.
The Halo story is trash. It's absolute trash. I don't know if I agree. It's the Superman problem of there being one Superman, but then, wait, this character is very popular, so let's make 10 more Supermen. And then on top of that, it's just kind of like, it's just one story just stretched and repeated over and over again to a point where they run out of material. And then Master Chief is falling in love with a robot, and we're supposed to be okay with this. Like, it's real bad, guys. Like, it's real, real bad.
See, okay, here's my rebuttal, is that I don't think the story is really bad, but it's a story that any time that you take risks, you're making a mistake. And for that reason is because I don't want to say it is the Superman problem, because the Superman problem, I think, is a cop-out. I don't think that there exists good Superman content out there that addresses the, quote, Superman problem. So what it really takes is good writing. But this is also a video game and not a story or a movie. So I just feel like there's less room for a story in those games. And I feel like any time that these games try to tell a story that is in any way layered or tries to introduce characters or introduce themes or whatever in a non-direct manner, I just don't care. Because your main character doesn't seem to care. Your main character is Doom Guy of, what do I have to do? Okay, let's do it. And Halo 2, I think, suffers from that.
There's a scene in Halo 2. I want to say it was Halo 2. Again, it's they start to blend together for me. There's a scene in Halo 2 where, yeah, it was definitely Halo 2, excuse me. The Arbiter is speaking directly to Master Chief. And the Arbiter is like, bearing his soul. He's talking about what's going on, what needs to happen next, like the crazy stuff that happened. And Master Chief does not say a word.
I believe that was Halo 3. But
then he says, I think the very next thing Master Chief says is something like, we gotta get out of here, or we gotta go. And it's like, you didn't hear anything that this alien thing just said to you.
Right. That's where my issue with the Arbiter comes in, of that the Arbiter feels like a character. And again, like, this is just, maybe I was just too stupid to figure out before. I just didn't care. But the Arbiter is the mouthpiece of this game. Like, it seems like they were trying to address that problem of like, okay, we want to tell a story in this game, but we don't know how to do it with Master Chief because we don't have any type of
skill, talent.
I would say
Doom more. Has a story. Doom has a story.
Doom does.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant specifically. New Doom has a terrific. It has a terrific way of telling the story. Whereas Halo, they went the wrong direction. They went, let's really dig our heels into creating this, building on this character and creating this world around him. And it's like, no, like, be dumb, be big, be bold, right. Be dumb. And it just gets more and more serious. Like, there's a death scene. There's a scene where some white lady dies and, like, I don't know her name. I don't know what she did. She does not matter in the long run. And it's like, and they spent time on this, and it's like, this is the wrong game for this, guys. This is all wrong.
Yeah, and so I don't want to just like keep beating up the story, but I think it's important to point out, it's just like, I think as we keep talking about Halo, this was the point that where they did a lot of things right, and they also made a lot of mistakes. And for the most part, I think they learned from those mistakes for now, at least for a couple games. I think the reception to Halo 2 was proof of that. But does Halo 2 suffer for that reason? Like, I still had fun playing it, even though the story was just kind of like, whatever, like, let's get to the end.
It goes back to what I was saying before. The Halo gameplay... Just the core gameplay of Halo, that feel, that first person shooter feel, is top notch. You can put it in anything, and you'll have fun. Case in point, Destiny.
Right, like, right. Like they've figured out the gameplay part of Halo.
Yeah, right. Everything around that though, I could care less. I mean, it's not even like Halo was ever even really technically impressive. So you can't even be like on some, like, to call back your reference, like, on a Killzone aspect, like, well, at least it looks great. Like, you come for Halo for the gameplay and the gameplay alone, which is why I think Halo 2 was remembered so fondly by myself, because I spent all of my time in multiplayer.
Right, and I think most people did.
Yeah, the campaign is just extremely lacking, because they're trying to tell this very heavy-handed, serious story with the brows low, they're looking directly in your eyes, and you're like, this is a joke. Like, I just popped that grunt's head off, and confetti went everywhere. Like, right. lean into the fun aspect of this, and then I can have more fun with it. But honestly, yeah,
there's definitely a disconnect. But I mean, this was also an original Xbox game at one point, you know. So, you know, I think going forward, I think that's an important thing, is to look back on Halo 2 and say, like, yeah, like, the campaign is, it's got problems in the story department, but it still has that Halo feel. So, but now comes my biggest problem with this game, and it's again, you know, we talked about it a couple episodes ago when we were talking about how the whole point of, I shouldn't say the whole point, a big point of deciding to revisit these games is that the Master Chief Collection is coming out on PC for the first time. And we've gone through, and many people have talked about their issues with the Master Chief Collection and PC, and just how ridiculously broken it is to get some of these games working on PC I don't have any experience with the Steam store, or the Steam version, I should say. We only have experience with the Xbox store version, or the Microsoft store version, and it's a pain in the butt. Like, for whatever reason, updating this game becomes a nightmare. And so we switched from the PC to just be like, look, like, we are running into too many issues with trying to play these freaking video games. We're just going to play the Xbox version. So we're playing the Xbox version, and it is riddled with frame rate problems. Like, not even, like, some issues. It is a constant problem in this game where the frame rate goes from 60 to sub 30. And I don't understand how that's a thing.
For me, it was sub 15. Like, yeah, I couldn't play the game at the end of the
game. Yeah, I guess we should preface you. Yeah, you're on an Xbox One. I'm on an Xbox One X. So we have literally seen the spectrum here of the base model and the supposed super version, whatever you want to call it, souped up version. And it's bad. It is straight bad at times. I played a lot of this game in the old art style because the frame rate was solid there. It was the new art and the new, whatever you want to call it, the anniversary art, to where the game just isn't, it doesn't run well. And I've done research of some people saying, like, this has always been the case, but for whatever reason, this most recent patch that they did in January or February or something like that, and it's even worse now, and Bungie has basically just, or 343 has basically just been like, I don't know, like, there's no plans to fix it, apparently. And how? Just freaking how. I don't understand how this is a problem. And if it comes back to this ability to switch between the anniversary art and the regular art, or whatever you want to call it, they need to at least go in and be able to make that a toggleable feature, so that at least I can play in 60 frames and not have any issues. Because it'd be one thing to have some frame rate, you know, in the 50s, whatever, it drops here and there because you're running two versions, but it literally chops the frame rate in half, and sometimes by more. This is your flagship IP. What are you doing?
I honestly cannot, I could not be more unimpressed and just disappointed in what this is. Good day, sirs.
Stop recording.